Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, Bird. What's up, man? Rick Camacho, dog. You know how we do it, man. I know you be traveling, doing your thing. Hit me up, dog. I need an intro for you for my show. Soul Kitchen Radio.
If you can't take the heat, nah, that's too cliche. My man DJ Slick's always do it his way. From the bay to the valley, he always put it down with the street level thump and the underground sound. Now you can find him on the .com, Soul Kitchen Radio. Save it to your favorites, man, that's the best way to go. From the up and coming to the vet on the grind, he plays the kind of music that'll stimulate your mind.
Is it a sign of the times when the clock strikes 11 and Slick starts to reppin' with Omizi in the session? One time I missed a Monday but didn't really trip. I just subscribed on iTunes and downloaded quick with a click or a tap. He's bound to get you right on your desktop connect or your handheld device. So your cousin and your friend about the hottest show with Slick Rick Camacho on Soul Kitchen Radio. If you haven't heard, it's Soul Kitchen Radio. Man, let me tell you, this is Soul Kitchen Radio. Slick Rick Camacho, it's Soul Kitchen Radio. Big Omizi, it's Soul Kitchen Radio. Crazy ball heads down with Soul Kitchen Radio. Tell your grandmama, this is Soul Kitchen Radio. You are now tuned to Soul Kitchen Radio. New music Monday, Soul Kitchen Radio.
Mic check, mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check. You understand me? What's up? What's up? What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Good Monday. Good morning, good Monday.
Yeah. That's the intro. The intro came by like 5 seconds.
You're supposed to spit a 16. That's why.
Right.
I was waiting on you.
Oh, see? Hold up. Hey, basically, everybody out there, welcome to Soul Kitchen Radio. Once again, it's your boy Big Omizi, TGC, the great communicator, and I'm on this thing with the lovely Miss King. What's
Hello.
Up?
Hello. What's good?
My boy Camacho out there busting patterns, busting moves, making moves happen, you know what I'm saying? So he clock lots of dollars and whatnot. So he might come on later on today, but right now he's dipping and ripping and running, but it's up to us to go ahead and hold it down. You smell me?
That's what's up.
So basically, I took hella notes. Like, you know, I know we talked earlier and we was talking about taking notes and doing all that. And there's so much to talk about. We got the first we're gonna start off with the dude out there in Wisconsin at the that shot 6 people at the Sikh temple. You heard about that?
Yeah, shot 6 and he injured still like 3 more. You know what
so
I'm saying?
They barely just got his picture up. I'm looking at his picture right now. You smell me? So we're going to go off into that, but we're going to do that. We don't want to all the way just sit on that. So we're going to – how was your weekend? What did you get into?
Hold on. I had to stop and think about it. Okay. So had a couple events. Went to go see somebody sing, Commande, nice singers. I had a little girls' night out. Went to a memorial, had to pay my respects. So went ahead and did that. Had a real busy weekend. I really felt like I just didn't stop. It was one of those times of just getting a lot of stuff done and out the way. And yourself?
Oh, man, I just, you know, I was ripping and running. Had a little party in the Bay Area out there in Burlingame. Bunch of people out there. Drank entirely too much. suffered for it all day, at least half of the day yesterday. It was just, I went to like 2 birthday parties, so I was like mixing my liquor. I was drinking.
Okay, so what's your remedy, though? What was the remedy? What is the remedy? Everybody wants to know. I don't drink, so I don't, because I don't do hangovers. I don't drink. What do you take to get over a hangover?
I'm a professional at teaching myself how to get rid of the poison inside of my stomach, and I had so much poison in there, and I was going to, sometimes you could sleep it off, but I just decided to go ahead and go in the bathroom and just get it all out. You smell me? And after I did that about 5-6 times, I finally No, real talk. And I'm going to be real with you.
No, it's not your only, like, that's real talk. It is real talk.
No, I went in there. I went in there and did my thing. I had to. I had no choice because I tried to sleep through it, and I was like, you know what? The only thing that's going to help this is if I go ahead and get this shit up out. And I got this technique where I massage my stomach and then just bend over, and then that shit just come out like, and I know that's TMI, too much information.
I am so sorry.
You know, and the cold part about it is going to be disgusting, and if you don't want to hear this, you could. But, like, I made some eggs and turkey and toast and shit, so when I was earling and upchucking and whatnot and praying to the porcelain god, it wasn't no food that was coming up. It was all poison. That's how dope I am at getting it up out of me. You smell me? So, you know, for lack of a better word, I half of my day was ruined. I did watch some Olympics, and then I went and barbecued and brought it all to, you know, to a head, and everything was wonderful. I'm still lightweight recovering, though. I'm not going to lie. I'm still lightweight recovering, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but. Because I haven't been drunk in quite some time. Like, I usually just sip, and, you know, before we do shows and whatnot, I sip on some Rossi. But this time,
This time
I was drinking beer, I was drinking Tecate, you know, and I'm a social drinker, so it's like, when in Rome, if it's some Budweiser, I'll drink that shit. If it's some Tecate or some, you know, anything, you know, whatever it is, I'm not going to just, oh, I don't prefer that. You know, I drink some time, but I just did too much. I went from cerveza with a little Tecate, to the Grey Goose, you know what I'm saying? And then when we got to the party down in the bay, I switched to some damn Ciroc, and that shit was like drinking just straight whatever. But it was going down. I told myself, this is going to be, you know, it is what it is, because, you know, it ain't like I do it all the time, so. But what I do want to do is play this one song, since we're kicking off the show, and we got hella shit to talk about. And this song right here by my homeboy Kendrick Lamar called Swimming Pools. / Frank. I'm about to bump right this. New Music Mondays, Soul Kitchen
good
Radio.
Good choice. That's
what's up. On everything. So y'all hold on. Stay tuned. Me and Miss King going to talk about a whole bunch of shit. And we got the homeboy calling in. Shout out to Rick Camacho, wherever he at out there getting money, man. Soul Kitchen, man. Y'all tune in.
Yes, sir.
Remix. bread to a buy, bitch. You ain't down, buy, bitch. I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, but we out here trying to function. 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 I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man, we out here trying to function. 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 We out here trying to function.
I slid into the fog shit.
The throat
looking hella dipped.
Saucy.
Lit like a strobe light.
Like a strobe
hella light. Diamonds on my wrist.
Bling.
You can call me your highness cause I'm hella high in this.
Bling.
Play with her mind like a shrink, like I'm a psychiatrist.
Bling.
No dryness, I make this chick have a climax. Even nice and wet, she's telling me that I'm the best.
Bling.
You don't want her, I'll take her off your hands and do you a favor.
Bling.
You might not regret it now, but you gon' regret it later.
Bling.
I'm about my paper stapler right on the side of my hip.
Bling.
In case a hater wanted, in case he decide to trip.
Platinum planet shipping and handling CDs in a digital sale.
Digital sale.
Push you up from the scale, but now it's legitimate script.
You ain't understand it?
That it's game involved. I'm from the hill,
from
the California, the H-I-double-A.
Hey, bitch, try this. Guaranteed, turn a square to a five, bitch. You ain't down, bye, bitch. I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function. 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 I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function. 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 We out here trying to function.
The niggas, I'm the last of my kind.
Yeah.
If I ever threw these balls, ever last of my grind.
Yeah.
If it ain't about money, then you're wasting my time.
Yeah.
Mr. Molly with the liquor, now get out of your mind.
Yeah.
Gotta do this one for the downtown business.
Hey.
I don't even fuck with these clowns, the clown niggas.
Hey.
City where the dealers go broke, they turn killers.
All the bad bitches got all the hoes, they like niggas.
City where we gon' do broke, we like sick.
Get that bag, then we goin' to work like Jay Dillon.
We out here trying to function, trying to maintain.
Don't judge me, don't judge the same thing.
Don't even guess who's up in the club with the
nickel.
Man, I stay on point like I'm sickle.
Yeah.
If I die tonight, bring me back at the Coachella. Sick and tired of telling these hoes I'm that nigga.
Hey. Hey, bitch, try this. Guaranteed, turn a square to a five, bitch. You ain't down, bye, bitch. I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function. 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 I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function. 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 I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function.
Got bad bitches. They ratchet, bet the ding make them sing like an ad-lib, and all this money watch me flip it like a backflip. I'ma go to work on the pussy, no practice. Hot, all my real niggas in the photo. Bottles in the air, we don't care about no ho, no ho. Yeah, shout out my nigga D-Lo. Girl, I know you want to, but I need about 3-4. Yeah, pretty girls in the crib. I know they all models, that's just how a nigga live. I'm like, whoa, when she do the split, and when she throw it back, nigga don't act hot. My niggas in the club with the folly, we just showed up with these folks. We like, what's happening in world? In the function, ain't no competition, killing the opponent. And I be killing the pussy, but this is just for the moment. Yikes!
Hey. Hey, bitch, try this. Guaranteed, turn a square to a five, bitch. You ain't down, bye, bitch. I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function. 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 I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function. 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 We out here trying to function.
What time is
rockin' and rollin' till 5 in the morning. She poppin' the pill, then she bustin' it open. Like, bitch, try this. I'm a high risk, a bankroll, 4, 5, 6. Tippin' the yak with a clip in the map. For my Oakland niggas that be pimpin' the rap. I'm a New York nigga with a Bailey. Kept it in the hood, fuckin' mainstream. Wrist Rocky, I'm talking A-Dream. Me and 40 run upon you like the A-Train. Man, we out here trying to function. Fuck all the fuck shit. Rip it off the rack. Fuck what it cost you. Montana.
Hey, bitch, try this. Guaranteed, turn a square to a five, bitch. You ain't down, bye, bitch. I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function. 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 I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function. 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 We out here trying to function.
Real cafe, holla at him,
yeah.
Real nigga from Bondi. 4 through 10 hoes, see a soiree.
whole team in his hole looking sauce. Bitches off the Marley, my niggas on the Marley. Hold up, we all right, try to function, bitch. All this jewelry a nigga got from hustling, bitch. Got them bang things coming through custom, bitch. See the money on the table, no touching me.
What else?
Cafe, I'm the pimp of the decade.
Yeah.
Young G's write about me in they essay. Kill Def Jam, in my Cool J. Have my paper, they mopping up your Kool-Aid. I like yo ho, them live hoes. Beat it up, make them my hoes. Bossed up on the east side, dubs up how them G's ride. Shake down.
Hey, bitch, try this. Guaranteed, turn the square to a five, bitch. You ain't down, I'm a five, bitch. I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function. 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 I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function. 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 I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function.
This your boy, Larry the Hard Hitter, sick with it, rapping Thomas C&T, and this is Soul Kitchen Radio. Yeah.
Soul Kitchen Radio, it's your boy, Big Ol' Meezy. After a little technical glitch, you know what I'm talking about, I couldn't play that whole Kendrick Lamar song, that Swimming Pools, that's on his upcoming album, but I did make sure I get that E40 Function remix. What you think about that, Miss King?
I was fired. I was waiting on it.
We just shot that video, too. Everybody showed up. Everybody that's on the song just showed up. You should know me. Red Cafe was there. Big Sean was there. I mean, just everybody, Chris Brown, everybody that's on the song. Warren G came through. I mean, that shit, I mean, Exhibit. I mean, that video about to be dropped real soon off that new E40 triple album. You should know me. Block Brochure. Y'all make sure y'all get that. Stay on the lookout for that video. Coming real, real soon. So, we got the homeboy Brian on. Hold on. Brian, what's up, buddy? Oh, man, chilling, man. Another Monday, you feel me?
Exactly.
Hey, I'm hanging in there. I moved from good old Fort Lauderdale to Jacksonville Beach on my journey back to California. We hope soon.
What's the weather looking like? What's the weather looking like? Look like?
Here it's hot. It's not too bad. It's about 85 degrees, you know, 85, 95.
Yeah, we got some bipolar weather over this way. It was just raining. You see that rain, Miss King?
I did. The clouds was ugly Saturday night. Looked up in the sky and it was completely dark. Come Sunday, there was not a cloud in the sky.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what's going on? They talking about this global warming shit. I'm starting to believe because, like, I mean, the next couple, like, not tomorrow, but like like 4 days straight after tomorrow, all 100 plus, 101, 102, 103, 104. Like, that's ridiculous. So I don't know.
Mess up your weave. You don't know if I don't know if I'm sweating out my weave or it's getting just moisture from the air. Like, I'm really getting tired of this. It's very important for us to know what the weather's going to be like. We know what to do with our hair. I am being so real. I just don't know now.
Is it really possible to sweat out a weave?
Yes. You know why? Because of this. You know, there's a particular way that you apply your weave. And sweat may either A, loosen some shit up, or B, dislodge some shit. And the thing is, it's not the actual hair you're worried about. It's the technique on which you applied it that you're worried about. Nobody want to rub their hair through no weaving to slip out. You feel me?
And you know what's real is that you probably really just made one of the best transitions talking about your hair, because we was going to talk about Gabby, right? The one that the little sister that just won the all-around gold medal for gymnastics.
Mm-hmm.
And we was talking about how people was tweeting about her. Matter of fact, let me just say congratulations to her, you know, and everybody, the Williams sisters and Michael Phelps and just all the Americans out there that's just kicking ass and taking names, you smell me? But, I mean, it's starting to get real good, especially with track and field starting. You've been up, you've been watching it?
No, I've had to catch up. Where's Brian? Is he on? I'll be honest with you.
But hold on.
I haven't watched the Olympics. I don't care about Michael Phelps. He's not paying my bills. I don't care about, you know, hey, I would watch it for the women if I was watching it. But there's a lot of pretty girls on there. Different kinds
of apparently people watching it for people's hair.
Yeah, but I don't watch the Olympics. I mean, I went to the Olympics in 96, and it's not, I know USA beat Lithuania barely. So
yeah, I think they eased up. You know, I think they seen how everybody was complaining about how they beat you know, the Africans by like 50 points and shit, you know. So I don't know what people are thinking about on that one, but you know, the overall Olympics, I mean, with the to Miss King, to go back on what we was talking about, the hair thing, you know, with all these people on Twitter, you know, it's the Olympics, but now it's the Olympics with Twitter and with Facebook and all that shit, and everybody's on there talking about how people looking and all that shit. And then, you know, after you say all that, then you find out via TMZ that, you know, her mom filed bankruptcy just before they went to the Olympics and shit. Like, it's like so much information is out there. Like, and I don't know. It's like, you know, it's crazy. I don't know how these athletes do it right now.
Yeah,
it's a lot of pressure. It is.
Yeah, nothing's cracked out what it's supposed to be. You know, it's the Olympics 2 weeks, and everybody just shows the world. But you know what about the Olympics? It's a good thing because it shows all these different countries together and happy. You got Israel, you got Germany, and our world is just not united in general. You know, all we hear about is this person dying or this shooting. And to be honest with you, I'm tired of it. I deactivated my Facebook account because so many people are deleting me. Because, listen, I have my, you know, Amizia, I'll talk about mine. And I don't care about 95% of the people on Facebook.
Right.
You know, and it's just like Facebook is, it's for people that, like, just want to show off. You know, listen, I'll show off here and there. But at the end of the day, it's not bringing anything to my life. It's just random people that you meet, that you work, that you talk to, that you probably will never meet in your lifetime. And, you know, some are my friends. But, you know, I just said to myself, you know, I don't want to hear about people's personal lives and, you know, this and that. And, you know, it's just like, stop.
Well, I just think that the actual tool is actually, because, okay, now let me go all the way back. Not really all the way back, but like everybody who had the time ports, the time ports, the page writers, everybody had these contacts, and everybody had these, the T-Mobile sidekicks, and everybody has people's contacts. And then all of a sudden when everybody lost their contacts, Facebook came, boom, and it was an easy way for you to get in contact with people that you wasn't able to get in contact to. So it was like, for a minute, it was like, man, Facebook, man, I talked to this person that I met in high school.
True.
I talked to this person that I've been searching for my dad, and I found him on Facebook and shit. Now, but now it's like, then you got Twitter, and Twitter was, you know, hey, I'm walking to the store and shit, and I'm sitting on the toilet, I'm eating a burger. And now it's just turned into a 24-hour live stream of just people, just, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know what else can come and take its place. But if you look at the stock, the Facebook stock is crumbling before our eyes. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's so devalued now because they don't know, the investors don't really know how to make money on the shit. So it's like, you know, as long as these tragedies and these different things keep coming up, people are going to stay tuning in to see what's happening. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And every time
you
gotta
realize there's like different levels. Like everybody, like we feel that way, and then every time we feel that way, there is somebody who is just coming across the shit who are feeling that new feeling we felt. So it goes into a little cycle. You know, I sit there and I remember when MySpace was deep, and nobody was feeling
MySpace.
You know, remember MySpace? Remember Black Planet?
Hey,
it keeps regenerating. There's always a new generation ready to have that new feeling and reapproach it because we've already been there, but there's somebody who hasn't. And the tool, it's exactly what you said it was. I mean, it's a tool. You have to use it or you don't. It either works for you or it doesn't. You know, they're trying to come up money because you can pay to have your shit advertised now.
Yes.
So, you know, they're trying to get a little
money. is advertising. That's where they make the big bucks. But I don't even see a lot of advertisement on there. But, you know, it's just like, you know, it's kind of cool with Facebook. You meet all these athletes and you talk to them and shit like that. And some are real and some are not. But, I mean, it's funny that a lot of the athletes, for some reason, I piss them off. I piss off a lot of people, I guess. You know,
and at the end of the day, he says with a giggle.
And I don't really care. You know, it's like, I really don't care. You know, it's like all these athletes want me to get in these different businesses. And since I don't want to join the business, they like delete me or something. I don't know. Or I say something out of the ordinary or something like that. Let me just say this,
this is for everybody that's out there, and you, because, you know, when you first get on Twitter, like, I remember when I first got on Twitter, that shit was addictive, and I was getting stressed out just because you gotta, you know, especially if you sleep with your phone next to your bed and shit, and you waking up at 3 in the morning,
because
you don't want to miss shit. Like, you know what I mean? When it gets to that point, like, that's when it's doing too much, or even when, like, I always say, my father always tells me, think five times before you speak. So think five times before you tweet, and it's like people who get kicked out the Olympics because they tweeted some dumb shit. Like, it's all kind of just, you know, they tweeted Kobe Bryant at a party with his shirt off with two girls, and next thing you know, it's on TMZ saying that he's there with two girls, and his wife is like, hold up. Like, it's just sick out there, you know what I'm saying, with this culture.
Did I ever tell you about the time they took a picture of Kim Kardashian yawning? So you know how when you yawn, sometimes you bring a fist up to your mouth to cover your... So they caught her mid-yawn, like, with her fist right up to her mouth. And I mean, you know what it looks like. And it's like, fuck, a bitch can't yawn. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn. Next thing you know.
Wow.
Sex symbol for the week type shit. I mean,
well, I mean, you know, especially with social media now, you know who's going bankrupt, who's selling their house, how much they make. Every time you're looking around, you're trying to Google somebody's net worth and shit. Like, you know, hold on, it's just so sick out there, and we just you gotta learn how to disconnect. You know, disconnect yourself from that shit. If you got to, put your phone in the closet up way high somewhere, you know what I mean? Get it out. You'd be trying to figure out how come I can't get no sleep. Like, I've been up all night.
I'm addicted to Facebook. I just stay on it all the time, and I'm just because, you know, I need to do better stuff. And I said, you know, this is
because you tweeted ridiculous. That. You Facebooked that picture when you were standing next to the shirtless football player, right?
That's Cameron Wake. Yeah, dude. Everyone said.
Saying is something like that. If I tweeted some shit like that, that shit would probably ruin my career. Like, I could never get away with no shit like that. So
no. I didn't tweet it. I put a picture up.
No, I'm just saying. You didn't tweet it. Even if I Facebook some shit like that, my niggas would be hitting me like, nigga, what the hell, nigga? I seen some picture, nigga, with you was standing next to some nigga with no shirt on.
Sweat is it? Water glistening all over his body.
Hey.
I'm sorry.
Camacho put it. Who did it? You put somebody's name and attached their name to the picture. I think Camacho did that shit. They said,
he's just crazy stuff. Listen, that's Cameron Wake, by the way. He's a really cool guy, and it's just, you know,
I truly believe that.
I'm not going down that road. But people will say stupid shit. They'll go riding right around. Now people accuse me of being gay, you know?
Right.
it's like, you know, I look like crap in the picture, but people accuse me of being gay, and, you know, it is. It's just ridiculous. Like, once you get out and, you know, and
holy shit.
And it is what it is. Like, I never knew, like, you go get a haircut, and they offer you beer. I mean, it's happened a couple times, and I haven't drank in almost 3 months, and this pretty chick will offer me a beer. And then she took me into the massage room, and I was like, oh, my God. Wow, maybe this is my welcome trip back to Jacksonville Beach. She's going to seduce me right there. But that's what we think, you know. It's like, wow.
Where did that happen at?
Jacksonville
Beach. Look, I'm like, shit, where did that
happen? He pulled out his notepad.
I never have
to. And what is that address again?
I never had pretty girls give me haircuts. I'm like, Jesus, maybe this is my welcome trip back to Jacksonville Beach. I mean, if I had one beer, I'm going to be a monkey jungle before you know it.
Sitting up on the table.
I can't drink, you know. I haven't drank in almost 3 months. And, you know, I'm, you know, that's why.
God damn, let's dance is all around.
Let me say this. Even though everybody don't cover the Olympics and every time, and even though everybody don't watch it, you know what I'm saying? It's still in the great scheme of things, you know what I'm saying? All, you know, the gold medals and all that and representing for the country, you know, like I was telling my wife, it's a...
Hello?
Hello?
What happened?
I don't know. Big old Meezy disappeared. He was telling his wife something. I don't think she wanted to be involved, and she probably pulled the plug. She pulled the plug.
Oh, Meezy.
Wait. Brian.
Yeah.
He is not... Okay,
what are you doing? Your Kamasha's going to be...
I don't know. Just stand there. Just stand wherever you're at and put your right hand over your heart.
Okay, guys. This is Star Spangled Banner. Shoot me that.
Uh-oh. Hey, you know what? I've been meaning to talk to you, too. So I'm going to just do that right now.
Sure.
I know you don't use your Twitter. I know you.
Yeah.
I know this.
I will use it. I appreciate that.
Because I've been tagging you in some shit. And, you know, you might get some shout-outs. You might get some questions. And I would just prefer that people don't, you know, get ignored, Brian.
I will start using my Twitter. I need to. Like, I don't know why I don't do it. I'm always on a stupid Facebook. And, I will. I'll start using it more. I do. I was on it for a little while. I guess I got to figure out how to use it, man.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm back.
Yes.
I'm not fun with that Skype shit no more. Skype is whack, dude. Can you ring a show with Skype? That shit is the worst shit ever.
I don't like Skype. Well, when I get to California, me and Camacho are gonna get a studio. We're gonna do it live from a studio. This is. And figure this out.
The Skype shit ever is the weakest shit ever.
I don't like Skype.
It cut me off like twice and shit.
That's so.
That's man.
Too.
Yeah, I think it's what got me blue screening over here. That's why I couldn't bring mine up. My baby is blue. She depressed and I'm she hella depressed. Shit.
Man. But anyway, look, this is what I wanted to do before I got goddamn cut off. But this is... This is all I hear. I want to bring back to some hip hop shit since we ain't played no music yet. When I was growing up, my homeboy in the Bette, we used to always go pump gas at the local gas station and make hella money. I used to go to the movies. He used to go buy vinyls and records and shit. And this song right here, this hip hop classic that I'm about to play, is a motherfucking classic and is what really got me off into music and whatnot. So everybody, hold on for a second. I'm going to bump this hip-hop classic, and then we're going to come back, and I'm not fucking with this type shit no more. Hold on.
Here's another hip-hop classic.
Taking you back to the old school.
On Soul Kitchen Radio. On Soul Kitchen Radio. On Soul Kitchen.
Yo, EMD. Yeah, what's up, man? They go that girl they call Roxanne. She's all stuck up.
Why you say that?
Cause you wouldn't give a guy like me no rap. Man, she was walking down the street, so I said, hey, so I'm gang goes when you see that pole. And she's so cool. Baby, don't you know I can sing a rap dance in just one show? Cause I'm gang go, Mr. Sophisticator. As far as I know, ain't nobody greater from beginning to end and to beginning. I never knew because I'm all about winning. But if I was to lose, I wouldn't be a thief. Cause I'm not a gambler. I don't bet. I don't be in no casino. And baby, like a nigga, the is I is the grizzly king and gizzo. I punch your feet and press and give me deep in rap. I had a book, I'm a sinister trap. I thought it'd be a piece of tree, but it was nothing like that. I think that's what I give a thing, it ain't that right, black. It's a good lie to use them, and see niggas, I'm a wizard. Christian is like a teaser of his ass, like a teaser with a bang, bang, brother, I feel bad. But I ain't committing to a side for no crap. Calling her a crab is just a figure of speech. It's just an apple, a pear, a plum, and a peach. I thought I had it in the palm of my hand. But man, oh man, if I was grand, I'd bang, rock, bang.
Rock, bang, rock, bang.
Can't you understand?
think that you're dense, but you went about the matter with no experience. You should know she doesn't need a guy like you. She needs a guy like me with a high IQ. And she shakes for my rap, cause my rap's the best. The educated rapper MC will never fetch. So when I met her, I wasted no time, but stuck up Roxanne, take me no mind. She thought my name was Barry, I told her it was Gary. She said she didn't like it, so she chose to call me Barry. She said she loved to marry, her baby she would carry. And if we had a baby, his name's her baby Harry. Her mother's name is Mary, which is really quite contrary. Her face is very hairy, and you can say me scary. She doesn't not hairy, her father's a fairy. His father's secondary, his son's the military. The force him to Olympic, guess it wasn't voluntary. His daughter's name is Sherry, his son's a Tom Jerry. Sherry had to prove it, it was only temporary. Back in January, or was it February? But every time I think it's fine, it makes me kind of weary. It's only customary to give this commentary. Some say it's bad, some say it's legendary. You're such an all you want to try your local library. You never find a rhyme like this in any dictionary. But do you know, after all that, all I received was a pat on my back. That's what you get, it happened to me. Ain't that right, Mixed Master IZE? You had a rope, you thought you were cupid. But EMD, your rap was plain stupid. I know you're educated, but what will you learn? Not all girls want to be involved with bookworm. You gotta be strong, which you can't resist. So educated rapper, huh? Bust this. Since she's a new girl around the block, I had to let her know I was a debonair doc. I said I'd like to speak with you if I can. And if I'm correct, then your name is Roxanne. She said, how'd you know my father is getting around? Right now, baby, you're the talk of the town. She let me walk you to the corner. My rap will be brief. She said, I've seen you before. You look like a thief. I said, me, the doc, a hood, a rock. Run around and see the robber people on the block. Man, that's not my style. The crime, I'm not related. It falls off the verse. I'm too sophisticated. Then it seems I got to see, so she cracks a smile. Then let me know my rap was worth for a while. She said, you call yourself a doctor. I said, sister, you better explain to me really what doctors must do. I said, this is very simple. I don't say this every day. It's a major medical field the doctor must play. Dermatology is treatment of the skin. Infected and you see me over and over again. There's anesthesiology, ophthalmology, internal medicine, and plastic surgery, orthopedic surgery, and pathology of disease caused the change of the body. She said, ooh, that's very neat. Gave me her number and kissed me on the cheek. She said she had to go to see me back by 8. Told me call at 9 to arrange the date. Did you take her to the beach? That's what we planned. But she stood me up. Roxanne, Roxanne. Roxanne, Roxanne, I wanna be your man. Roxanne, Roxanne, and here's our game plan. The beat is here, so we will reveal it. And if you think it's fun, then Roxanne, feel it.
So, Kitchen Radio, technical difficulties like a motherfucker. I ain't even gonna lie. Hold on a second.
Log in, tweet it, Facebook, yep.
Miss King.
Yes.
What's up with it?
Nothing. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Well, what do people want you to say when they be like that? I just, people ask me all the time and they be throwing off because I know you want a conversation out of me and I'll just be like, nothing. Right? Like, what's up with you? So you're gonna say the same thing? Like, oh shit, well, nothing. Right? Like, I don't know.
I'm over here trying. I'm over here seriously trying to figure this shit out. You smell me?
You know what I do got for you, but let me guess where Miss King is going on Saturday.
What?
Man, oh man, Miss King is going to the West Coast Hip Hop Awards in LA. Representing One Good Time.
Who all nominated on that?
Oh man, it's a group of people. Matter of fact, let me tell you, I'd have to pull it up and my baby's blue screening on me right now. But what happened was, and I gotta thank Soul Kitchen Radio for this off top, I'm going with Chopper and Triple B. How about that?
What? Oh,
yep, I'm hooking up with him. You know, he got his clothing line out. I'm getting ready to go represent with them, go do some filming and interviewing and networking and representing Soul Kitchen and all of the above, right?
Have you seen the shirts he got that got, like, the plastic and you put, your phone in it?
No, fucking no. But he was telling me about the female clothing line. So, you know, I wasn't tripping off no that. He said something about some high-heeled Lamborghini chick and some Swarovski crystals, and he got me. I was like, hit me when I need to be said it. Let me know that. So, Chopper, if you listening right now, my nigga, I'm still waiting on that text from my location.
Uh-oh, you still waiting on that?
No, we just talked this morning, you know what I'm saying? I told him I wasn't going to be available till after about 2 o'clock, so he got time. I just kind of thought I'd squeeze that in, maybe give him a little jump to call in, maybe.
That's what's up.
Yeah, but yeah, I can't wait to go. I know that they're actually performing, so it's Triple B. So Chopper going to get on, do that, hit him with the flames we played when he was on here, and then Triple B is going to jump on together and rock One Good Time.
Oh, okay, that's what's up. So let's talk about this dude, this shooter. Did you read up on it? Did you get a little bit more information?
Oh yeah, I sure did. Okay, so a couple of things that caught my attention. For one, what's killing me nowadays, and I say that maybe because I'm getting a little bit older, is how young these people are, like when they're just going straight bananas. You know, they believe that he was part of a white supremacist group. He was 40 years old. He actually is an army vet. And he was discharged from the Army for what they call it, some misconduct, actually. So it wasn't something that, like, he was ill or went crazy. He wasn't acting right. And was discharged from the Army, like, back in 1999, 98. So he actually, you know, was an Army vet, had skill with gun, and they believe that this was some type of hate crime off top. He went there, got the shooting people on the inside and outside, just really didn't care, just busted out, shot a police officer as well, returned fire, ended up killing him. So, you know how that goes.
But at least he ended up, contrary to Loeffner and this other cat, he actually got killed. Like, I don't know if he wanted to go out like that, but he got murked.
And you know what? I guess I'm torn between the two end results. And I say that because, I mean, yeah, you feel like they got complete justice if they got God because of what they did. And I only say that because I don't always have faith in the justice system that they are going to do what they need to do to, you know, to give the justice to the victims. But if they don't die in these particular situations, then all of a sudden you have additional publicity and additional issues, and now you have, like, with the guy who did the shooting from the Batman movie, you know, there's females out there on his jog, on his tips, and now that became an issue. Now his mental status is being under the radar, and now that's coming to be an issue, and I think he's getting a lot more attention than what he should have gotten, and of course what he would have gotten had he gotten killed.
And not just that, but the fact that they automatically plead, you know, insanity, and then they automatically take the death penalty off the table, which is the only reasonable. I mean, if you killed six people, like, you got to die, dude. Like, me, you not, or at least let me know that you in some kind of hard labor, only get out a half hour, not even an hour, a half hour a day, barely get shower like once a week type shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, work for food type shit. Like, you know what I mean?
Like torture, like you just hating your life right now.
Yeah, like you would have to, or you know, in case of emergency, break glass in your cell, and it's a pill that you could take that'll just take you out the game. Like, you know, whenever you get to the point where you just so depressed, here, break the glass, pop this pill, and go ahead and do away with yourself.
And if the pill don't work, you got broken glass. Handle your wrist right there.
Because listen,
so when you let them out, you give them a chance to rehabilitate. Which
no, they're not never getting out.
You know,
they're not never
right?
getting out. Never. But you know, but you got to think of all the hundreds of thousands of dollars that it takes to you know, to house these people and feed them and give them medical attention and all that. But is it? I don't know, Brian, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What do you think is going through the minds of these people, man? What's happening with your people, man? What's happening with these shooting sprees and whatnot?
You know, we just got a lot. Our gun laws are horrible. First of all, don't even get me started. Anybody can get a gun. I mean, you can get a gun online. You know, graduating with a psychology degree, you know, it outlines in the parents. I mean, the mother and father brought this serial killer up. They probably didn't. You know, kid was probably belittled as a kid. Probably was made fun of. Probably his parents didn't give him enough attention. I don't know if he wasn't an only child, but probably his sister was raped a lot. I mean, the guy probably never had a girl. And he, you know, he gets absolutely just astonishing, crazy, and just, you know, maybe watching movies. He's planned it for a while. You know, don't tell me he was mentally ill, this bullshit psychology, oh, they said this and that. He killed those individuals. He would have killed any one of us. It doesn't matter. He didn't have any relation to these people. He just wanted to kill. And he knew what he was doing. He planned this out for a while. And it's just going to happen and happen. It's going to happen more and more. The world is just so much violence. The media and just so many people that you least expect it. Don't give me this least expected crap. Anybody out there can kill, whether you're drunk, whether you're on drugs. I could even kill somebody if I was drunk or maybe if I was driving or, you know, maybe if I was crazy. And I never thought I could do this. And I'm pretty much one of the nicest guys. But, you know, it's like,
under the right circumstances.
Yeah. People are either under the influence or they're about bath salts or all this. And it's just going to happen and happen. You know, it sucks. When we were
young. That's why we got to be, what we got to do is be, now we got to be vigilant. We got to be even more vigilant. We got to be, and by vigilant, now you got to be on edge, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you got to be serious.
24/7.
Right, so it's like, man, you know, walking around, trying to be vigilant, trying to make it unfold, it's sick.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter what you have, it could be all gone in a split second. You know, when we were young, we never thought that, you know?
Do you guys recall a couple years ago, there was, oh, goodness, a senator or a governor who was shot. There was another judge who was killed as well by a youngster. He was about 22, 23 years old.
Not the Brady. You're not talking about Brady, like the Brady Bill and all that. You're talking about something more recent.
Yeah, it was definitely something more recent. You know, I'm gonna find it. I'm gonna talk a little about it. I'm gonna find it. So this is one
but
of the things.
But if we talking not gang violence, but gun violence, man, that shit happens every day. Like that shit is bananas.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like even right next door to SAC, where we are up in Stockton, where it's like 39 homicides, and that was like a couple of days ago. So that's probably went up. It's probably been like 40 just this year.
Oh,
homicides.
Right,
you know what
this
mean?
Year.
Yeah,
I mean we had a hostage situation in Yuba City yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
Yesterday,
see,
yeah, you know what I'm saying.
And then did they yank him out of the game? Then they kill him?
Nah. Yeah, he surrendered.
I think nowadays these cops are just gonna they ain't gonna be playing. They ain't gonna be trying to arrest you or none of that shit. You're just gonna be out of here because people gonna just be so pissed. The officers they humans too, so they you know they get mad too. You know what I mean? So the next time they hear something crazy like that, it's just gonna be sickening. Like if you watch the Olympics during the 100 meter run, Usain Bolt and them, some guy threw a water bottle like on the track right when it was getting ready to start, and I think this person that was in the judo competition punched him in the face, and they, you know, he got hemmed up by like 6-7 officials and whatnot, and I'm sure they whooped his ass. They took him to Scotland Yard, beat the shit out of him, like. You know, because every little thing you do is like a big blemish on the country. You know, you can't just do small. It's not like a small thing no more. Like if you was just at Sac State football game, you threw it on the track. That's one thing. But you did it where the whole planet saw you. That's some stupid shit right there.
You know, I was watching. I'm going to have to find that link and put it on my Twitter. There's a link where there's three people And this wouldn't happen out here. This wouldn't happen out here. We're not going to see no type of news type situation like this. So this was in a foreign country, and there were three people discussing. There was obviously a newscaster and two political people. And now when they got ready to get into an argument and they had a disagreement, they both took their shoes off and threw them across. What got me is when dude stepped from behind the thing, he pulled a gun out. No lie. A gun. They're two political heads, and he pulled out a gun like you are not, I don't agree with you. You're not fucking with me. You're not getting ready to see, you know what I'm saying, two people. You're not going to see Tina Makua, you know what I'm saying, bust out her gun out here and walk across on Good Day Sacramento and get ready to shoot somebody over a disagreement. The way we handle things are also very different, and in other countries, they probably do go head off and really get in somebody's ass off of something that they're doing. And out here, yeah, dude held 4 hours. He held a lot of people hostage for 4 hours, and they didn't get no sniper, no nothing. You know, at any moment, he could have just been like, man, fuck it, and kill everybody. You know what I'm saying? He got to get him. In another country, they might have just been like, oh, this nigga, he going to do it again. We might as well shoot him now.
Right. Well, yeah. I don't know. We got to do something. We're going to have to make another Britney Spears or somebody, you know, somebody. So you got to have somebody like that to detour the attention, help somebody find a happy place. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
When you get all frustrated and shit, you gotta find some way to vent. That's probably why football need to hurry up and come back, Brian. You know what I'm saying?
I know, right? God, I
soon
can't
as
wait.
My folks out there in the YAA in Northern Cali, man, my 49er fans, my Raider fans, man, you know, you start getting anxious. Out there in Dallas, you start getting anxious. They want to see somebody get their face took off, and that's where you can vent. You can vent through football, right?
Yeah, I mean, football, I mean, I love baseball, played baseball my whole life, but when it gets down to it at the end, God, football is just so awesome. I mean, going to be at the Raiders games, because I'll probably be back in California, going to be at the Niners games, going to be at the Dolphins-Arizona game, and just – it's just that's what it's about. I mean, like on Sundays, like I'm so bored on Sundays.
Time is the devil's workshop. Idle time is the devil's workshop. So
yeah, and get football here. You got fantasy football. It's just so exciting because you Sunday, Monday, and Thursday. It's just all just excitement and football. Really, and what's up with these football players too? You know what I really realize is a lot of them don't live long. They all blow their brains out. They don't make
any
head injuries. Shit.
They got this new you hear about this new hotline they got where if you're a football player you can call in and get some help.
Please do. Nigga, hit yourself in the head with a bat every so often, like once or twice a week. Just once or twice a week. Tell me you ain't crazy.
Yeah, I know. It's just so sad because these young kids are killing themselves.
Boxers are sitting back. They sitting back just happy that they don't have to deal with this shit. Because you know for a fact, getting your ass hit in the head with them boxing gloves and them 6 ounce, 8 ounce gloves is making people silly too.
Yeah,
speaking of boxing, welcome home to welcome home to the homeboy Floyd Mayweather. He free after he was supposed to do 2 months. He ended up doing a month.
No, he was only 3 months. He ended up doing 2.
So he did 2 months. And did you see the picture of him? He has a little afro jump off. He looked like he was yoked. He was in there like he did 1,000 million push-ups a day.
Which is not good for whoever who was to get it in with him.
He probably was letting you know, like, nigga, check this out. Just making hella noise in his cell and shit. Like, yeah, please run up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
can I just say on behalf of all of the women out there, because he is not an ugly man. Let me just say that. I wouldn't want to be the bitch on the outside when he first got out from that little 2 months.
Oh, yeah, you probably stumped the mudhole with that.
Yeah, I might have been the third one, but not the first one, because the first one had.
Historically, the first one is going to be quick anyway. Like, so.
I didn't say the first one. I said the first female.
Oh, okay, no problem.
I don't know how many times he's going to do it with that female, but whatever he does, the first, second, third, fourth, tenth time, it's going to be a little aggressive.
Oh, he's going to beat the brakes. He's going to beat the brakes off.
Yeah, I'm glad that
happened. Is he married or no?
Mm-hmm. No, he has somebody. He's supposed to get married. He got a fiance.
Okay.
Don't everybody. I'm sorry,
yeah,
I didn't mean to say that.
Marriage is overrated. I got a girl, too.
I'm sorry,
marriage is overrated. I
But he freed the homeboy Mystical. Is free. He just how much time he did? He did like a month too. Like right.
He was back in again. Or, am I caught up with how many times he was with him? And I can't keep up with certain.
Got out.
You know,
say,
like DMX. I can't keep up with that
got
one.
Out. He did like.
Misha might be doing some time too. So hope he does.
For real.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not cool. Jail is not. I just want everybody to know, and I ain't never been to jail. But when I was a juvenile, I got arrested several times and had several juvenile cases. My shit is expunged, so can't nobody hold that against me. But at the same time, you're supposed to learn from your mistakes. Like you know what I mean? And hopefully, because I don't know how people continue to go back. I know
they
I got
do.
People
yeah.
that keep going back like they love it. You know what I mean? I'm just like, damn, it only takes
me.
Well,
you know, the psychology
of jail
is their
right.
life. They never experienced anything else, and they just serial killers. I don't know how serial killers get out of jail. Like I used to watch all these crazy movies, shows, ID, and these serial killers, they'll get out of jail after murdering people, and they go back and murder again. It's like, wow, you're getting free? You go back and do exactly what you used to do.
Because after you think about trying to, you know, okay, you think, man, okay, now I'm free. They gave me like $75. I'm staying at my brother's house or something like that, my girlfriend's house or some shit. Then you'd be happy, you'd be free for a good week, and then next you know one of your homeboys come pick you up. You know you smoke some tree or something. Or, you know what I mean? Or he go hit a lick or something. Or he ain't got no L's in his car, no registration and shit. So you a convicted felon. He got a burner under the seat. Next thing you know, you get violated. That's an instant year automatic. So you right back in the boo-wop. You know what I mean? It's just a circle of the whole shit that just happens over and over and over again.
Yeah. I sat there and I watched it a few times. And I got, you know, somebody that's like my brother in the same situation. I could say he's a year younger than me. And I know that he's only been out of jail, I mean, you know, since we were probably about 11, 12, he's only been out of jail maybe a few years or for the last, you know what I'm saying, I ain't going to say my age, but a good while, you feel me, since we was kids. And I just know that when he come out, you know what I'm saying, he be out for a while and happy, but then his niggas, like, really, honestly, he's lonely out here. He's not lonely.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, to where they want to make it feel like you missing out on something. Yeah, nigga, when we was out on the yard and we was eating bologna sandwiches, all we wanted, and this, that, we was going to commissary,
you know,
buying
some clothes. I was talking to that nigga through the toilet. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, you know what I'm saying? Well, I get you. Nigga, we was on that spread, nigga. Hey, what?
Spread,
yeah. Gourmet shit.
We had our whole little woo-wop on lock. I'm like, man, you know what I was? Man, I was at the, you know, I was at the football game. You just had me eating a hot dog, bruh. I mean, shit.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. We got everybody, man, try to stay free, bruh. Don't be afraid to shake the people that's negative influences on your life, man. You know what I mean? There's so many people out there that's negative influences and shit.
Oh, yeah. Your parents,
you can't
everybody.
Keep
that's what you got
to keep on going to the same negative shit. And people
yeah,
get
that's
locked
why you,
up.
You get rid of those people. No,
and Brian,
you
are so right about parents, man. Like, you're bringing like hella good points in regards to the parents' involvement. And you're right. Whether you're not, if you're not paying attention to them, then you're not going to be able to see shit like the 9 signs of a serial killer, like Dr. Phil says, of your child. You're not going to be able to see, you know, the different attention things that they're going through, or their educational needs, or desires, or deficits that they're going through. If you're not paying attention to them, if you're not raising and teaching your child, and they're raising and teaching themselves, and so are their friends.
Well, you can only teach these kids so much until they go on their own way. You know what I mean? You can keep them away from the internet, but they gonna find a way. You can try
That's
to keep
right.
them away from you know. I have challenges trying to stay up on what my daughter is wearing and shit. You know, because I don't allow booty shorts and all that shit to unfold. You know what I mean?
My
so,
nigga, at least you're trying. I applaud you for making sure that you are trying. Though. That's the difference. You know, and you in your head, you're like, I'm not supposed to let that shit fly. Therefore, I am watching, and she is not under my watch. And she's
I
not
know.
From what I told her. You know, you're actually actively trying.
It's amazing what these girls. It's amazing what these girls wear now.
Yeah, because we went to Disneyland, and I'm gonna tell you, man, they look. It looked like you know every. all the teenage girls, man, every one of them, booty shorts, booty shorts, booty shorts, booty shorts. And I'm like, holy shit, you know. And they were running these little packs, you know, like little wolves, little female wolf packs with one of their little, one little gay friends. You know, they keep one little gay friend with one male, you know what I'm saying?
What? Why are you identifying all of it? And that, yeah.
It's the truth, right? You know what I'm saying?
It's
if
true.
You got a pack of girls and then they keep their one little gay little boyfriend with them, that, you know what I mean, that dress is so cool and shit. I don't like the stereotype, but it's the truth, though. It is what it is.
Okay. You say it a lot. I understand. I do.
Hey.
I do. Did I hear about the lightning striking over there and a NASCAR fan was killed? And it, like,
yeah.
injured, like, nine other people in the parking lot outside the Pocono Raceway in Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
What? You know, it's different.
Hey. Hey, you know, the racing is a spectator sport, but it's real dangerous. The cars can come at you from nowhere. You can get struck by lightning. That's like some Final Destination shit right there.
Mm-hmm. Wait. Like the running of the bulls type thing. Like, you know these type of things are dangerous, but you are drawn to go and watch and be a part of it.
Well, it's like a big roller coaster. You know, you want to get your adrenaline popping and get it yanked up. You know what I mean? That's what you got to do. Anyway, let's take a little break real quick, man. Since you were talking about the homeboy Chopper, man, you're going to go out there. Shout out to the homeboy Chopper, man. I need one of them shirts. He got these shirts with like a big iPad cut out like on the front where you can just slide your iPad in, start a little video, and you can rock that little thing right there.
Fire.
No, that's what I need right there. So I'm going to bump this song right here by the homeboy Chopper. Hit him with the flames, man. Y'all stay tuned. Y'all stay tuned. Soul Kitchen Radio.
The legendary Chopper kicking down your door.
Know what I'm here for?
My money, my status, and yes, I am coming for more. What's up, playboy? You stole my name. I'm the master of the craft, and you can never play the game. Ripping them tracks, the car came to the city. I'm a solo, you niggas, you should have never been semi. So I had a mic in my hand, making everybody say, top dog, you the man. Coming up like an elevator, kill, I hate it anytime I get a jam. You know the crowd from the bucket, pull up in your face, talk behind your back. Slide on the bread with the hammer cocked back. Pull up to the party with my eyes relaxed. Don't know what it's over my vocab. Even other women looking for the scratch. Hit us on the side, trying to peel up other cap. I got brothers that hit the go, beat you when they put you in the mold. Better not trying to think about that. Wanna catch your body, now you better think fire. Some only in the club, trying to spend a little cash. But you wanna take a brother out of the club, and it really doesn't matter when it make me go blah. Pocket, grab a pistol when I lock it, cause I'm hustle motivated about to make another profit, giving a damn about a deal. If it ain't beneficial and all about the bread, then I gotta move real. If you see a hater coming blinding with the ice, and you pull up on dust while swinging at the stoplight, pull up on the bad chick, roll up on the damn, honk the horn, baby girl, what you doing tonight? Suckers on the side, tell me living the life. Pop a model over trunks, tell me doing it right. Getting money by the bones, keeping everybody high off the lyrical spirit, so quick to make a miracle ride. Keep coming like a psycho, cause you never know when a diss might blow. Keep walking the dark in the market when I put a 45 box, you know it's gonna be a light show. Never wanna let go, penetrating like a knife of a killer when I cut throat. Son, I hit him with the flame. Never will I change, only the website I flip when I'm pushing the lane. Always stand stuck a proof, never need a bulletproof. Loyal to the game, never see me with a loose tooth. Money motivated when it's premeditated. All you suckers bow down, yeah, love it when you hate it.
Hit him with the flame. Hit him with the
I hit him with the game. I've been through the whirlwind, stuck in the rain. So I come real hard like rock cocaine. Pulling all the money, no wallet, man. What a
beast mentality.
Stepping through the battlefield, leave footprints, making everybody say, oh no. Going like Cloverfield, coming through the industry and leaving no more. Step in the vicinity and get broke off. Get your hands in my pocket before I have to tear it off. Going broke to the loss. Always have a plan to get the money, live it up, never letting off. Put your name on the streets, hot like sauce. Haters on the ass trying to tear a brother's head off. Put your name on the streets, hot like sauce. Haters on the ass trying to tear a brother's head off. When you get the money in the game, yep, they gon' hate.
Hit 'em with the flame.
Taking up the enemy, that's fake, always motivate.
Hit 'em with the flame.
You gotta keep it moving.
every time, never lose, be great, great.
Yeah, I'm with the flame,
I don't need the bum for the focus, time don't wait, wait.
Yeah, I'm with the
So this is Deshaun Jackson, Philadelphia Eagles, and you listen to Soul Kitchen Radio. Soul Kitchen Radio. Soul Kitchen Radio.
Hey, yo, what's good? It's your boy Big Ol' Meezy, TGC, the great communicator. Sick with the lieutenant, sick with the deputy, the whole thing, man. And you tuned in to Soul Kitchen Radio. Yeah.
I see him, yeah, I think you see him too. We got that money just the same as you. The difference is we do it for the team. The paper chasing while you waiting, man, we moving mean. I see him, yeah, I think you see him too. We got that money just the same as you. The difference is we do it for the team. The paper chasing while you waiting, man, we moving mean.
Yeah, they walking around, but still they deaf and they dumb. Yeah, they sick in the head, they kill they own just for fun. They have no courage, no creed, though with no action is dead. Narcissistic, unrealistic shit that you being fed. Sound like I'm by the fence, by the body, cut that ass off. You on this side, I'm on this side, you think that way and you fall. Fuck them and beat them how you see them, we don't deserve the ball. Bring that zombie shit around me, bro, I'm breaking your jaw. I think big, you think small, you sort of stuck in your ways. I'm in the now, in the future, you in the past, in the day. You wanna eat out my brain, cause you don't know what to do. Most of them niggas think they got it, but they have not a clue. They not too easy to reach, our head it make us all fast. Move around with no emotion. Motion, man, how long will it last? Only time to come around so they can drink out your glass. I'll come back, load and shoot. Bring the ghost out your ass.
I see him, yeah, I think you see him too. We got that money just the same as you. The difference is we do it for the team. Big paper chasing while you waiting, man, we moving mean. I see him, yeah, I think you see him too. We got that money just the same as you. The difference is we do it for the team. Big paper chasing while you waiting, man, we moving in.
Traumatized, close my eyes and I rekindle rise. Yeah. My soul soldiers, yeah. Pistol told us that they lost their lives. Yeah. So I do this with pride. Every verse I scream to five. I rep the block at all costs till my life subsides. Many have tried to talk this talk, but then they couldn't prove it. And some have tried to walk my walk, but they ain't been through it. I'm off this fluid, spitting fluid. I'm a beast with music. You say you do it, you the truest, but you yet to prove it. You niggas losing, ain't no movement, just your gums moving. My click is proven on the block, and now we rocking music. Underrated, most hated, got them conversating. Them boys that made it, they the greatest, they so dedicated. Hard grind, hard rhymes, push a hard line. Hard times, hard minds, so the Glock's prime. Not hard to find, yeah, it rhymes, but I mean mine. It's just my time, give me mine, watch the villain shine.
I see him, yeah, I think you see him too. We got that money just the same as you. The difference is we do it for the team. Big paper chasing while you waiting, man, we moving mean. I see him, yeah, I think you see him too. We got that money just the same as you. The difference is we do it for the team. Big paper chasing while you waiting, man, we moving mean.
I see him all the time. I waste the breath and rhyme. Bullshitting with yourself, jacking off the grind. Spend as much time walking as you do talking. You on some bout to do shit, and that's where you lost it. I'm trying to move the ice cream before the shit softens. Get it and gone, my time don't come often. Can't even lie, I've been guilty of the same crime. Resuscitate myself and now you got a new bride. Return of the dead to Resident Evil. I'm born again, but all I see is dead people. Get thee behind me if they ain't grinding. Lay a spirit to rest with my ungodly rhyming. I'm feeling this, man, it's perfect timing. Buckle down and bang out, now bride be shining. Boogie the apparition on a mission to find him. You're telling ghost stories, I don't listen to lying.
I
see them, yeah, I think you see them too. We bout that money just the same as you. The difference is we do it for the team. Big paper chasing while you waiting, man, we moving me. I see them, yeah, I think you see them too. We bout that money just the same as you. The difference is we do it for the team. Big paper chasing while you waiting, man, we moving me.
Yo, Mike, what happened to your phone, man?
Oh, man, I just got this thing set up in my truck and it fell and broke the screen.
God dang, that's a messed up screen. Why don't you go get it fixed?
I don't know where to go.
Oh, I got the perfect place, MD Wireless.
MD Wireless, where's that at?
MD Wireless in Pleasant Hill on Contra Costa Boulevard and in Antioch off of San Jose Drive.
Oh, I live right in Pleasant Hill. What's their phone number?
925-778-3877. 925-778-3877.
Oh, I'm going to call them.
Definitely. Give Matt a call. MD Wireless. Get your phone fixed.
Cool. I'm going to call them.
There it is. MD Wireless. Make sure you check it out. 925-778-3877.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
Lightly caught off guard. I really was. I'm a shot, my nigga. I'm in Elk Grove. Wait, where can I get the hookup in Elk Grove? Southside. That's all I want to know. What's good? What's good? Welcome back to Soul Kitchen Radio. 714-694-4150. And saying, waiting for my nigga Bigo Meezy to kick back in. Discussing on a few things over here. Getting it in. Serena Williams, you know what I'm saying? That shit was funny. I'm going to let Big Ol' Meezy talk about that.
I'm right here because, you know what, I got two lines up in that shit. Let me cut that one off. That's real spill. But anyway, yeah, Serena Williams, she just won the gold medal for singles, you know what I'm saying, first time. Well, actually, yeah, I think it was her first time, but Venus did it, you know what I'm saying? She did it the last Olympics, I do believe. But she was so... Serena Williams was so ecstatic that she had won that she actually broke out in a little crib walk. You know what I'm saying? Did you see that?
Hey, I'm looking for the video right now. They got a video of it. I'm sure they got a video of it.
Oh, yeah. It's on WorldStar and the whole thing. Like we were saying, she really looked like she knew what she was doing. Like she was a professional with it.
I'm doing it. If you can see me right
now. Are you
now,
hitting
my,
it?
You hitting me right now. I swear everything.
But DJ Quick said she might have been be walking too though, so it could be either
no.
way. It could
oh,
be
really?
Either.
Okay. Yeah. Well, in my own little world, she ain't gonna tell me. You know what I'm saying? It's not like she gonna tell me and just like.
Tell you something.
So,
she really knew. She really knew what she was doing, man. And you know, I guess if you win a gold medal, shit, do what you feel.
Honestly, and you know what? I'm surprised they didn't say no type of shit about it. You know, the Olympics is very, very picky about, you know, everything.
Well, yeah. But they've been playing it, so, shit. I mean, they've been playing it over and over.
So, you know, I don't recall her name, but the person who held the world record for the most medals wanted to actually give Michael Phelps his, you know, award-winning one that was going to get him to the... And they wouldn't let her do it.
For real?
They wouldn't let her. I thought that would have been an extremely nice gesture. I mean, it's not like this shit happens, like, all the time. So even if somebody else wanted to do it from now on, it's not like it's really a big deal. But her gesture wanted to be like, hey, since now he's taking over this record, let me go ahead and be the one to actually, you know, present him with it. And they wouldn't let her do it.
Well.
You know what I'm saying? Just on some picky shit.
Well, you know, people be so hung on to the rules and shit, like it's the Bible and it's the gospel. They act like they can't break the rules. It's like the Palestinian woo-wop from back in the day when they made the movie. They wanted the people, you know, when all the Olympic people from, I think, the Palestinians were, I don't remember the whole shit. Ain't no sense in me getting all the way into it, but they wanted them to recognize the murders of the Olympic people and let them be able to stand up. A moment of silence, and they wouldn't allow them to have the moment of silence. This is like we say, sometimes you can you can be overly like too much on the rules, and sometimes you can bend the rules and shit sometimes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, let me drive. Do not be that picky when I come up to the drive-thru and I'll be like, hey, let me get one more sauce type shit. And it's, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, it's 15, well, it's 15 cents. Hey, shit. Well, it's 15 cents for your fucking especially, you know what would be, yeah, I'm glad you said that. You know, I'll be trying to support my little wing stops and shit, man, but they want to charge you for everything. You know, I got to have more than one pack of damn ranch dressing. You're going to charge you 25, 35 cents for a pack of ranch dressing, man. Come on, man.
Yes, man.
I remember I could go to, you know, back in the days, man, when I used to go to a little karate school, it was a Taco Bell right next door. And what I would do is give me a bean and cheese burrito, right? And then they used to have these lemonade packets, these little packets, these lemon packets. And I used to take hell of them lemon packets and get some water and some ice and put some sugar and shit and make me some lemonade. You know what I mean?
Right. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, I ain't got to buy no drink. I'm going to get me some free water, put me some lemon juice in that shit, sugar, and make me some lemonade.
Oh,
on the and eat my bean and cheese burrito and only spend a dollar. You smell me? But they just took the lemon packets out and shit.
Haters.
You know, no napkins nowadays and shit, too. You know what I'm saying, B?
If I gotta flick out one more napkin,
yes, but you already know. Guess who's on the phone? The homegirl, Sweet Gail. We gotta bring her.
Nice.
You already know, Sweet Gail.
Yeah.
What's up with it?
Well, I like Gabby Douglas. Did you see those gymnasts? They're
yeah.
all muscle.
Yeah.
Man, I was looking at them. There's like one big muscle, man.
One big. Yes.
I should have some muscle like that. And they fly through the air. And I'm so happy this woman, this Douglas, made it because she's like an underdog. I like underdog stories. Now she worked hard. Now she's going to get all those endorsements, and she can help her mother. The whole thing is I hope she hangs on to the money because a lot of big movie stars and stuff, they're flying high, and they're all loaded. And then they go broke.
Yeah, because
know?
all they families start coming out the woodwork. And they know,
they
you know, her mom just filed bankruptcy, so they're going to be coming out the woodwork trying to get
their
come
up. All the
up.
Friends you never had come out. You know what I always say? Where's my friends? When I play the lottery, if I finally win, where's the friends I got now? They're going to be my friends after I win the lottery?
Yeah.
So many people keep telling me, I didn't even win. And they said, don't forget me if you win. Don't forget me.
Like you go to
but, you know, it really is getting me mad. Now, all these people are killing people. And
yeah, what's
it's like
about that? What's up with that?
At least this guy is dead. I mean, after you have your party, you should kill yourself. And what really got me, I seen one of the victims of that movie thing. He wanted to hold the guy's hand and pray with him. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's, the criminal justice system in this country is just ridiculous. And they're always worried about the criminal, their rights. Woo-hoo-hoo, poor baby. Let me cry for him. While a six-year-old girl is dead, I'm going to cry for his rights. I keep telling people I know it's not going to be. What they should do is strip these bastards of their human rights and just kill them.
Yeah,
or
we were talking
yet,
about that. We were talking about that
them
earlier.
Their human rights and turn them over to the family of the victim, and they
yeah.
can do what they want with them. That's
yeah.
not going to happen. I mean, all that money that they're spending to hold these people, bullshit. Give all that money to the families of the victims, you know? Now we have all these funerals. Who's paying for these funerals? Is the government paying for the funerals?
Nope.
No, they're going to pay a lot of money to defend this asshole guy that should be dead. He should have had enough guts to blow his fucking brains out and get
over
here.
Break that glass
and
take that pill.
And then they don't even want to put him in court. You know, the last time he appeared in court, they didn't want to have cameras in there because I guess his defense team didn't want him on camera. Fuck that shit. I don't care. I mean, I'm sick and tired of the criminals having all the right and the people being dead, you know? Why should that guy be breeding? Is that guy going to have some ice cream in the rest of his life or some nice cake? Huh?
Nope.
Why should he have that? That's bullshit. I'm sorry if he had problems. Oh, poor baby. Boo-hoo-hoo. He's smarter than a lot of other people. He was smart enough to get over there and do all that shit. You know? I'm crying for him. Oh, the poor thing. He had a bad life. He was confused. He's a piece of shit. That should be flushed down the toilet immediately. I mean, it's bullshit. The criminal justice system in this country stinks. It's all for the criminals. How about the poor victims?
Well, they got some kind of, like, you know, witness, not witness, but victims advocacy groups, and they try to give you a couple
much.
Of, they try to give you
and,
like a couple thousand dollars.
And one of the
dollars,
guys whose sisters was killed, they're talking about that guy, talk about the victims. And that's right. They should talk more about the victims and their lives than this asshole bastard. You know? And then,
they should.
It's ridiculous. And then they're worried about that. If they do the death penalty, it'll be more stressful on the family. But I like the death penalty because then he gets less rights. Maybe he gets locked in a smaller cell. Maybe he gets less outside time. Because if you do the death penalty, you don't get as many rights as you get if you're in general population or whatever. And let's face it, this guy's probably going to die of old age before he gets executed.
Well,
you know?
That'll be after they spend that'll be after they spent about $150,000, $200,000, like damn near probably $500,000 on Ms. King. What do you think?
Yeah, and it's real disappointing. We sat there for a long, 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 long time before they executed Tukey. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's
this
yeah.
Shit will take this shit will take a very, very, very long time. They will waste a whole lot of money. We're sitting here trying to figure out where the fuck the money should go. They do need to release some of these niggas back out in general population and just go ahead and spread the motherfucking word on how bitch ass
they should have listened to Nas when he said open up the cells and send them back to where they came from. And he said,
you know what I'm saying? Let them get it in by themselves.
You gonna send them back to England, like, you feel me? Like, you know what I mean? Anyway, we got my homeboy, one of my homeboys calling in, my homeboy Mac Fees, man. My homeboy Mac Fees from the 916. Mac Fees, what's up, Wine?
What's going on, Wine?
Oh, man, we just shooting the shit, me and Ms. King, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, on this Soul Kitchen Radio thing. Just talking about life.
A lot of politics. That's what you need to hear in the daytime, some politics, some uplifting, enlightenment.
Well, yeah, man, because, you know, we get so preoccupied, you know, with just shit that's so frivolous and ain't got nothing to do with nothing. So, you know, whenever we get the opportunity to speak on some real, man, you know, it's always good to be able to speak out and say something. You dig?
Right, right.
How your day going? What you got up?
Man, you know, I'm just doing the normal thing I do, just working on cars, man, but I needed a little bit of motivation, man. I was wondering if I can get a shout-out for a song, man. I need to hear some songs to get me motivated for my day.
Oh, man, what you trying to hear, bruh?
Oh, let's see, man. I think I need to hear that. I need that money to blow because I ain't never had no money to blow. But, you know, I like to hear somebody talk about it.
All right, well, shit. You talking about that new turf talk?
That turf talk
in La Rue?
Turf talk in La Rue, man. That money to blow. That's all I need
all right,
to know.
Well, shit, man. Y'all hold on, man. Soul Kitchen Radio. We gonna do this for my homeboy Mac Fees, man. You know, just turf talking La Rue the hard hitter, money to blow, man. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Soul Kitchen Radio, man.
Come from. Man, I swear I put them hours in. Man, I swear I put that work in. If a nigga tell you different, that nigga a lie. Describe me in three words. Stand up, guy. C40 is the head and we are the arms. And we ain't playing checkers, we playing with puns. Blood in, blood out, a change for a dollar. Tell them labels we sick with it, they can't holler. She see the gun boom, hope they don't run in. If they catch me with this shit, I'm doing more than 10. Just went shopping, man, I think I flipped it all right. My phone rang, another quarter key shot. My needs to fly, right? I was in the kitchen cooking up for the sound. Every day we hustle for a little bit more. Spend it till it's all done. I made it smoke where it come from. We got money to fly, right? I was in the kitchen cooking up for the sound. Every day we hustle for a little bit more. Spend it till it's all done.
I pay that fine, I blow that fee, that crop sprout, I plant that seed, nigga warp speed, business is Mando, players are options, $1,000 Louis bag holding these choppers, look, money blow fast for every dollar accounted for, turn 520 to a C-note, watch that, make it sizzle off the grill like a George Foreman, no details but they know the boys important, we got sliders, MasterCard, Visas, Sativas, for overachievers and them important sneakers. Blow it all in one building, no price tag. My phone ring, meet up with them black guys.
We got money to fly, right? I was in the kitchen cooking up for the sound. Every day we hustle for a little bit more. Spend it till it's all done. I mean, it's more where we come from. We got money to fly, right? I was in the kitchen cooking up for the sound. Every day we hustle for a little bit more. Spend it till it's all done.
I got a black belt in hustling, PhD in Macology, by Young at pitching cane, master at spitting game, born in the mud, money, sex, and drugs, 7.62 slug, push come to shove, I'm rubbing on her chest like Vicks Vapor Rub, about to dig up in her nappy dugout like Dig Dug, don't pay me in money, pay me in blood, that's what I be telling them niggas at the barbershop in the back of the weed club, this is the type of shit I like to sub, bang it in my vehicle, requested at the club, do something illegal. Said I cut off all my dreads, cause the feds was on my head. My nigga, I've been getting money up in this rap game for years.
Money to fly, right? I was in the kitchen cooking up for the sound. Every day we hustle for a little bit more. Spend it till it's all done. I mean, it's more where it come from. We got money to fly, right? I was in the kitchen cooking up for the sound. Every day we hustle for a little bit more. Spend it till it's all done. I mean, it's more where it come from.
Just me.
all the bitches mad when they seen us. Had to match the Rolexes, baby, team up. Yeah, the earth is our turf, we can share the world. Maybe even go half on a baby girl.
Feel so good. She said, what if I could? But I gotta leave you alone. I gotta leave you alone. She said, I know you bad, but I want you back. She said, make me so sad that I gotta leave you alone.
The front hit it from behind. Love and loyalty never cross a line. Just hit a nigga up when I cross your mind. Show you how to get your own, you won't be watching mine. Put you up on G, show you how to shine. And maybe we can kick it when I got the time. Be my backbone, every nigga need a spine. Gotta know you ride with me if I'm right or wrong. In case I wake up in the morning and it's all gone. Best believe I'ma get it right back. That's the hustler in me, I know you like that. You probably think I'm with a different broad every night. About this shit, man, you probably right. The more I think about it, shit, you probably wrong. Cause what you didn't think about it, then
yeah,
I'm probably grown.
She said, you ain't no good, but you feel so good.
She said,
what if I could, but I gotta leave you alone. Gotta leave you alone. She said, I know you. But I want you back. She said, make me so sad that I gotta leave you alone. Gotta leave you alone.
You have something to say, call right now. 714-694-4150.
Soul Kitchen Radio.
What's good? Welcome back to Soul Kitchen Radio. Here today on Mondays, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, blogtalkradio.com /Soul Kitchen Radio, 714-694-4150. Tweet us, message us, call us, do whatever, get it in. Social, local, entertainment, we are the news. What's good? What's good? Waiting for my man Big Ol' Meezy to come back through so we can go ahead and get this popping. I got a story. Got a story for us, y'all.
What's the story?
What's up with the Olympic medalist that is accused of stabbing his bitch?
Which one?
Yeah, Ezekiel Kimboy, the one who won the gold medal for the 3,000 meter.
Yeah,
so what happened was, it actually happened before he even came to London, and he was arrested and everything, and they kept him. But, yeah, he's accused of stabbing or attempting to stab, I think, is actually, you know what I'm saying? I think they're still investigating the whole situation. Now, here's the crazy part. He himself is a policeman.
What?
Yeah, so right now he's saying that he is the victim of an attempted extortion. And that, you know, the police hadn't really given him a fair hearing. So basically, I guess it's just kind of put on hold so he could come to the Olympics, which, you know, he did win that gold medal in the 3,000 meter. But when he goes back, he's still going to have to face investigation and possible indictment for stabbing.
Wow. I mean, you know, it's probably a whole bunch of people going through stuff. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, you got athletes going who's going, you know, like the bankruptcies and just all kind of little stuff, you know what I mean? But, you know, I look at it like this, shit, it's so hard to even get into these countries and get passports. If it was that deep, they probably wouldn't even let them in the country. You smell me?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know.
The Olympics, you know what I'm saying? Like, you really for the Olympics? Like, they're really picky about shit like that.
That's what I'm saying. If they send you home for a bad tweet, what do you think they'd do if you stab somebody and shit?
So out there it really depends. The she said that he stabbed her after some sex. She refused some sexual advances, and I mean we kind of think of out there in Kenya. I mean, I don't know. She probably was trying to play the game. Real talk. I wish him the best of luck. I think that these people are, I mean, they're Olympians. They are extreme athletes. I have a cousin that does had went to the Junior Olympics and won medals for swimming. So, you know, start them, support them young. I mean, it's a real big thing. Like, I think that's when I finally started waking up, when I saw how hard he worked as this little kid. And sometimes it almost makes you think, like, man, he ain't got no excuse. You got to grind. Everybody got to grind.
That's like what they talk like. These Olympians, you know, they got these titles that's connected to their names and their family's name for the rest of their life. Like, as long as there's interest, you know, people continue to speak on who's a gold medalist. So it's like Gabby and Venus and all these people, and Usain is like, and Phelps is like, forever. You got that moniker of being an Olympic gold, you know, champion. But now you got to just now. What the kids want to see is the benefits of that. Okay, you got the gold medal. It's my understanding that each gold medal was worth they get $10,000 too on top of that. If you get a gold medal, you get that plus $10,000, I think it was. And so that, I mean, so if you figure if you got as many as Phelps, you got picked up 80 racks just for going to swim, you know what I mean? And then, you know what I'm saying? And so it's like, we want to see them. We want to see them the benefits. We want to see a big ass house. We want to see, if I work hard and I get up and get in that cold ass swimming pool, you know what I'm saying? Like he said, he every morning you got to get in that cold ass swimming pool and swim hella laps and whatnot. You know, as long as you want to see the benefits of that, of being able. And I think you will. He had the one misstep when they caught him on TMZ with the bong. Did you see that? He was smoking the weed out the bong.
Yeah, I mean, really though, have you any idea how much pressure and shit that's on? Let the man smoke a little weed. That's all I'm saying.
He probably already done smoked two fat ass blunts since the Olympics been over.
Why not? You know, keep him from having all that pressure go to his head. I mean, I just think that was just a little bit too much. I mean, it was funny to me. I was like, man, good. He's probably sitting there like, man, fuck, I trained.
Miley Cyrus and all these people that, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if the boy,
the little baby boy,
if he ain't smoking, he probably already been smoking. Ain't no telling, you know, the pressure of being chased by all these paparazzis and whatnot. And all
Justin Bieber.
yeah, you know Justin doesn't smoke.
I don't even know Justin Bieber. Smoke a blunt, my nigga.
Sit
back and take a breather.
Over there kicking it with Usher and whatnot. Hey, you want to hit this?
Sure,
okay. I'll try.
Hey, okay, wait. So I wanted to run this story by you right quick.
Yeah.
I automatically think, wow, what will people go to for the lens of publicity? So the first thing is, you know, they had the story that Cal Ripken Jr.'s mother, a gunman came to her door and kidnapped her, and then they found her. They found her just in her car and up the street with her hands tied, and somehow she wiggled and, like, threw her sweater out the window to get somebody's attention.
What? So did they ever find out who it was or anything? Like, was it a fan?
They didn't find out who it was. Ain't no signs or nothing of ransom. They didn't even say them were eyewitnesses, honestly, my nigga. I'm almost embarrassed. If I don't find out some more information about this situation, I'm almost embarrassed.
I'm like, what did he want? Did he want a baseball, an autographed jersey? Like,
you know what I'm saying? he didn't. Then they said apparently the assailant drove around with her in the car, stopped and got gas, and didn't mention Cal Ripken at all. Took a couple of her credit cards and purchased a few items, didn't say what items, didn't say how much, then stopped and left her in the car, just with her hands tied, and then just bounced. And with sunglasses on. She had sunglasses on.
I hope if you Cal Ripken Jr.'s mama that you in some kind of gated community with some kind of security. Like, if I was Cal Ripken mama, like, I mean, if I was Cal Ripken, he's a Hall of Famer and all the whole thing. I know he got some cheddar. You know, playing baseball, you got them guaranteed checks, man. Go and put your mama behind some gates one time.
You know what I'm saying? One time. You know what I'm saying? One time.
Especially after it already. Yeah, especially after, like, you know, now, you know what I mean? It's like, man, go ahead, put her behind some gates, man, you know, where you got to have a code and a pass key to get through. So she can
and
at least feel safe for the rest, the remaining of her years on this earth.
You know what I'm saying? Just chilling. So I got the sexiest woman in the world right now. The sexiest woman in the world right now is Octomom.
Oh, my God. I'm about to Earl.
No, I'm
about to Earl like I did yesterday.
Hold on, listen. This is the shit. She posted she posted a campaign, you know, trying to solicit money for herself and her family to help get her a down payment for a home for her. You know, she said they were dislocated and she needed assistance, and her goal was like $150,000, and she raised $2,500.
Wow, is that good?
Nobody was fucking with her. She was trying to get $150,000. She raised $2,500.
I feel
that's
sorry
it.
For the Octomom. I ain't going to lie.
You should.
But
why is her PR person?
14 kids. I feel sorry for all them kids.
Yes. Who is letting her do this? So right now she has this thing. Currently right now she is auctioning off a date with herself. For the minimum bid is $500, and she says she's been celibate for the last 14 years, so she's not interested in a sexual relationship. She's interested in a friendship and with no strings attached. And opening bid is $500, and that's just how she's trying to raise money.
You know what I don't understand? I don't understand in the age of everybody wanting to see everything and all the reality is why she don't have a reality show that somebody on one of these channels. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, she got 14 kids. Well, I don't know how many. I think it's 14, right?
It's 14 because she's bananas. That's why, because she's crazy. Because she's still, like, this is logic to her. I don't want to exploit my children, but I will exploit myself. Okay, you shouldn't exploit either one. There's a way of doing it to where you wouldn't have to worry
about
that.
Let's talk to somebody who really likes to be exploited and see if they can help the Octomom out. Is anybody, you know, Ms. Sweet Girl, you know about being exploited? You hear about the Octomom and her wanting to be exploited? Do you want to be exploited like her?
Girl. Huh? She has a porno out. And she was supposed to do the strip club thing, too. So these are the type of things she's doing. What do you think about that?
Are you speaking to me?
Yes. We want to know.
Yeah,
know,
but I
want to
be exploited. I think this woman is wasting her time. She could be rolling in the dough by now.
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand why she's not rolling in the dough. You got any advice for her?
Well, of course. She should write herself a book, you know, get a ghostwriter. And have each chapter for one of the children, you know. That's 14 chapters right there, like a biography of each child. And I always say that, now, I'm no expert, but in hindsight, if I was a child, I'd rather work a couple of years when I'm a kid and have all that energy instead of running up and down the street and put the money in a trust fund so when you grow up and you're old, you don't have to work. You see? Children got all that energy. What do they do with that energy? They run up and down the street all day. Put them to work, damn it.
All
of course,
14 of them?
Not saying you can't watch them. You got to watch them because people are going to try to molest them and make them drug addicts and all that. But this lady should be working it, man. She should be working all this. She don't want to exploit the kids. It's not so bad, you know. Get the money, put it in a trust fund. They'll have all the money for college. They'll have a money to fall back on when they're adults so they don't become bums and everything. I mean, she should have been exploiting this situation from day one.
She had a partner
or something, if I remember, but it didn't work out so good, you know, a business partner.
Little boyfriend.
I mean, and Dr. Phil was helping her for a little while, but I guess he gave up on the situation.
Crazy.
You know,
she had money coming in and out all over.
But the thing is, as I say again, you have to keep it. Because she got some money and she had a house. She lost the house. People are not prudent financially. You know? She should get the money, put it somewhere where she can't get it, you know?
She got 14 kids. That's the thing. She spent
$1,000
a day for
it. Like you were saying, get a reality show.
Yeah, I
you know, get a reality show.
Got one yet. That's
get
crazy.
Some endorsements. Get some book deals.
She should.
And
she
the
should
way
have,
she
like,
handles money from my
she
understanding.
She ain't got it all. She has these deals. You hear about it. You know, you hear about the different developments. I've heard about a book. I haven't seen the book yet. I've heard about the reality show. I haven't seen the reality show yet. So there is something about her, her management, her PR, whoever, that is dropping the ball, or people are really not fucking with her because she's really that messed up. But I've heard of all of these things that she was supposed to have been getting ready to do since all of this shit popped off, and she just... Man, I mean, probably when it comes down to that signature, they like, man, we cool.
Yeah, but she got 14 kids. I think people waiting for either her to commit suicide or for the state to come in and take her kids so they can cover it. You know what I'm saying? I think they waiting for something else to unfold as opposed to just helping her and shit. You know what I mean? They always talking about her house getting about to get foreclosed on. Then she does something like go strip, and then and they gonna sue her because she wanted to bow out of a couple. It's like she just you had to pity somebody like that. She wanted a couple of kids, and that doctor, she should have been able to sue that. She it's just like Sweet Gail said, man. It's something that somebody who her handlers are, somebody that's talking to her, because. You know, I'm sure that she has gotten her hands on some kind of Gouda. She should be able to get a Similac deal, an Isomil deal, or some kind of deal. Yeah, 14 kids. You should. That's what I was saying. She should have been able to sue the doctor that put all them embryos in there.
Remember, she wanted it. She wanted it. We thought that was the case when it first popped off. Everybody said that, oh, my God, the doctor screwed up. Come to find out, she was cool with it. And that's when we all figured out, oh, she crazy than a motherfucker. She was absolutely cool with that shit.
She loopy than a motherfucker. But at the same time, you can't turn your back on her because she got all them damn kids. What you going to do? You can't, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm sure she's getting WIC and shit, and she's getting welfare. She got to be. No question. They said she stripped her.
Don't some type of psychologist want to do some research on this particular type of situation? Somebody wants something. It got to be her, man. That's how I figure it. I mean, cause when you look at it, you go, man, I do want to mess with her, but... because at the same time, when you do see her story, but you see her drama too, and there's tons of other people out there hungry right there in front of your face. So you got one of her, but then at the same time, you probably got like 10 good stories where you would have to deal with less bullshit. So you don't go
right. And people so crazy that they'd be like, well, shit, she got all this money, but I have 14 kids. I'm about to have 20 kids. Because, you know, they got the other Duggar family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and every time she had a baby, they get attention and they get a free trip to New York, you know, because to go out there to the Today Show and all that and see Matt Lauer facing them and all that, you know, and they lost their baby. And you would think they would be like, okay, God has told us that's enough. And then they went on here, well, we got a surprise. We getting another one. Like, come on.
Right.
Man. Like, you feel me? Like, child number, whatever, is probably like, man, another one? Like, I can't even go to the movies and get a one-on-one with moms. You understand me? I don't know.
They just created a whole new type of structure of a family. That's real.
Well, let's go ahead and take a break real quick, man. I got to go to the Woo-Wop-Di Web real quick. But, TMI, but listen. This is my homeboy, Lays Leno, man. I want y'all to get off into this song. He's from the SAC. Got a song called Drama, you dig? It's Soul Kitchen Radio. Y'all stay on, man. One time.
Ooh, I come for the drama. Take me to the hood of the gangster. Put my life in danger. Roll up the purple and blazer, and set my cameras free. That's all that I need. Ayo, ayo, ayo. Ooh, I come from the drama.
From the land of the granddaddy.
Daddy. Home and cheap, Gwyneth Paltrow and John Maggie. And I'm in the merchandising, got it from my pappy. Used to sneak into the cheddar, big crap. If you think I ain't focused, gone ass cap. So west, North Van, so cabin. This the state where they hate when I see you scraggling. But I'ma get it, cash tall, Sean Bradley. When I slang it, I'ma say it's so creative, highly active, and very innovative. Black owned, tax free operation. On the front cover of the Drug Illustrated. Give it to you straight, no subliminals. Seize the moment and feed with the criminals. It's far gone and known for the cannon use. Yeah, and I'ma show you how my city
is. I got the pajamas, yeah. Take me to the hood.
Fast ones and leave suckers stupid. Yeah, I got it, it's good. Never bunk a hoop. Gon' tally up the tablets, I flung a flute. From where the scouts found Kevin Johnson at. My OGs and Mo Biggin in the Colonel Jack. Small crooks with an itch, only being can scratch. See it real gunshots, look at that effect. You don't really want to keep your mouth closed. Turf drop on your head like we in the hole. Selfish, won't let the greed go. And my dogs all get off like cool Joe. Better cool it, folks, be short-tempered. Consciousness sinners till we 100 mil richer. No exaggeration, this is non-fiction. I'm here, one of my city's crown children. Yeah. Driving, hold the sack in the coach's boots. Let me poke in the neck when I wanted to. Give her no explanation for things I do. She know it's all for the pal, everything I do. I'll be home after a while, boo, I love you too. Keep my fork clean, queen, I'll see you soon. Lace your earlobes with 47 kids loose. Even with the Reds, but not in Cincinnati. Dirt devils with the stoves, control the valley. We players get traded like John Sally. We major with the meds, saturate your alley. Drama in my habitat through every season, which keeps me burning up this great heat. Trying to stop us from eating and be found bleeding. But yeah, you can count on my 16.
Thank you. picture posing in the mirror, man. Said I could get it Lake West, a Pacific Ocean. Said she home all alone like Macaulay Culkin. Lot of miles separated, so we improvise. I imagine me playing in between your thighs, right? I'ma make you daddy's girl. Imagine me and you on top of the world. We on the phone for the night till the morn. It's on, no, I'm doing something right when she moan. Text through the phone, she mentioned my cologne. Boy, I can't wait to see this bad little show.
Late night, she be calling my phone. Says she home, is she all alone? Feeling freaky and she wanna get it on. I'm like, girl, we can do it through the phone. We can have food. Yeah, we can have food.
You want in for play the whole nine. She say what's on her mind, want me hit that from behind and kiss on it a little bit, girl. I just want a little bit. She telling me how she on top and she nailing me. Leaving all heavily, I'm rolling up the celery. She let her boy sweat and say that I'm the one. Called the girl on the freeway, now it's a 2-on-1. I'm on one. She say this is so fun and she never did nothing like this with no one. We get busy all night on the cellulite. So when I see that pretty thing, I'ma tell her.
On Soul Kitchen Radio. On Soul Kitchen Radio.
I just got the good. I guess Camacho, he been tuned in. He ain't called in, but he tuned in, so I had to give him a shout out real quick.
Yeah. He give any feedback? What is that?
He out there in the traffic mixing it up. You know what I'm saying? Getting in. You smell me. But it's 12:56, man. It's been another good show. We had all kind of subjects. You understand me? That's what good verbiage is about. Urban talk. You smell me? And shit, man. You did a good job, Miss King.
Oh man, you did a good job too. It's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
How about a little pat on the back for us and Sweet Gail and everybody that called in? You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
Show like we always do every Monday at 11 to 1. You smell me?
Yes, sir. Make sure y'all call in. Take note. Lock, put the number in your phone, add it to your contact. 714-694-4150. Soul Kitchen Radio. You know,
the homie Camacho said the listeners picked up dramatically. So that's a good thing. Shout out to everybody that's been listening and, you know what I'm saying, and staying tuned on what, you know, what we got to say.
Yeah. Make sure y'all talk to us. Let us know what's up. You know, give a shout out.
Oh, this is what I wanted to do.
How was
Cam Cam? Did you see? Did he win or what happened?
I don't know. Oh man, I don't know.
Oh man.
We needed you. I don't know.
Shout out
to
Cam Cam. We gonna find out what happened on that. We gotta. You know what I mean? Everybody was tweeting, right?
Yeah, we got a big update that. We're going to definitely update that. Have to tweet it. Talk to Rick about updating the website. I'm saying.
We'll
have to find out.
Sure, everybody make sure that they, you know, get up on it. Hopefully, I guess it don't take, but I don't know if you can Google it. Or I don't know how you would get that information. Or maybe you got to wait till next, was it Freestyle Friday or something? What is it? Or Wednesday, right? Wild Out Wednesday.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and hit Rick up, see if we can give me a little
Camacho,
more.
Camacho, if you know, we got a minute left. If you listening, if you can let us know what was the outcome of Cam on the BET, you know, 106 at Park, woo wop.
Yeah, fantastic. I got my phone. I can let everybody know.
Hello. Yeah, man, so, you know, shout out to him and whatnot and his whole mission. What else you got going on for the rest of the day?
Just trying to hook up with Choppa, getting a couple things done and settled for this coming up weekend. That's pretty much what my week is looking like. You know, I also got that performance on the 16th, so I'm in the studio for the rest of this week as well.
What studio are you going to?
And everybody's. You know what I'm saying? My girl Spittle's got her studio out there. So I usually go to Spitfire. That's
yeah.
my shit. You know what I'm saying? I got fam out here around the corner for me. My mom's and shit. She hooked up a studio for me there. So, I mean, you know, we active. I usually don't have a problem finding a studio. You know what I'm saying? I keep good ties. I burn no bridges. Shout out to everybody who support Ms. King. That's good.
That's what you better do. That's what's up. Well, it's been another great show. Shout out to everybody that called in and everyone. Shout out to Sweet Gail. You know what I'm saying? Always calling in to say her little, her spiel. Sweet Gail, what you got going on for the rest of the day, Sweet Gail?
Me?
Yeah.
Not much of anything. I just got to find someone who's going to exploit the shit out of me.
All right. Well, we make sure you call in next week. We're going to be live and direct. That's the end of the show. Y'all tune in. So,
all right. Thanks a lot.
Love
bye.
Y'all. Peace out.
Bye.
So crazy.
That's all, bro.
Soul Kitchen Radio.